From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A spokesman for the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, is warning that children are at an increasing risk of contracting diseases in parts of Aleppo because families do not have access to safe water.
At least 100,000 children living in the eastern parts of the city are facing danger of outbreaks of waterborne disease. As fighting escalates, the risk continues to grow by the day.
The UNICEF spokesman said that the ongoing fighting prevented technicians from fixing the severely damaged water and electricity systems. Additionally, the UN envoy for Syria has expressed frustration at the continuing violence preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid to those in need of help. Myanmar's leader, State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi, met with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday to discuss the future relations between the two countries. Xi said he hoped that the five-day visit would strengthen the relationship between the two countries, which has suffered as Myanmar pushes more democratic reforms and stalls Chinese-funded projects in the country. Aung San Suu Kyi's visit to the Chinese capital is her first major diplomatic mission since her National League for Democracy party won a historic landslide election last year that finally brought an end to 5 decades of tight-fisted military rule. And South Sudan's former first Vice President Riek Machar has fled to neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. Machar has been in hiding since early July following clashes between his supporters and government troops in South Sudan's capital, Juba, that left more than 300 people dead. President Salva Kiir then sacked Machar as his first vice president and replaced him with a member of a breakaway faction of his movement. This is VOA News. The